Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a daily tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning. We're going to help you get towards weekend and maybe make you some money along the way. Coming up, a great show lined up for you, starting with Thursday Night Football and some great playoff action in the majors as well. A Yankees rookie going off in the Boogie Down Bronx. We will preview the Week 5 games in the NFL, talk some college football. We've also got Double D's Degenerate Parlay. He's here after going to the Cubs game last night. We'll pick six, and that's all coming up in the next 3 hours. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, it is a Friday. Good morning.
Hell yeah, it's a Friday. Thank God, because I feel like this week has been kicking me in the shins. So I have gotten through the week, Jenks. Congratulations to both of us. We made it to Friday.
You all right? You won your bet yesterday. That was good. I'm spending it positively.
I've just been sick.
Oh, that's true. How you feeling?
A little better. Like, I'm still definitely not through the woods, but I'm on, like, the come up. That Navage, as much as it felt like waterboarding when I was doing it, I think it did something. So, it should be better in, like, a couple days. So, I do feel better today.
Okay, that's good. I'm feeling good. I went out last night. Actually, not last night. Yesterday afternoon, watched a little baseball, had a couple drinks, came home, pet the cat. The lovely Catherine's out of town, so I'm waiting for her to get back today. I'm excited about that. But it was a good day. Our bets did well. And yours did great on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I had Christian McCaffrey because he was basically the only big name in the lineup for the Niners. I thought he would have a big day in the receiving game, and he did. The number was 53.5 for his receiving yards. He finished with 82. And this was one that I was like, oh my gosh, is this not going to hit? Because he had 30 in the very first drive of the game. And then had 44 for the longest time. I was like, oh my gosh, this is careening towards another bad beat. But luckily he got it, so that was nice.
Nice. I had a two-leg parlay, if you can say that, on the Niners under 24 and a hook and Kyren Williams over 50 yards. So Kyren got more than 50, but the Niners with 26 points. That was a stunner. That whole game was a stunner. That was a loss. Had the Cubs on the first five money line against the Padres. That was a win. And the Donkster had the Cubs on the money line, a win as well. So for the week, look at this. Chelsea, a sterling 5-2-1. I'm 6-1-1. The Donkster is 3-1. And it is the Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Lots to get to, so let's jump right in. Last night, the Niners stunning the Rams 26-23. The Niners getting 8.5 points. They're plus 350 on the money line. The overhits total set at 44 and a hook. The Niners were so shorthanded in this game. Brandon Ayuk out. Ricky Pearsall out. Juwan Jennings out. George Kittle out. And yet, it didn't matter because they turned to CMC.
Playing good football. It's been a 16-minute beatdown. And the pass is caught by McCaffrey for the touchdown.
That is Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. McCaffrey, 8 catches for 82 yards and a score. Rushes 22 times for 57 yards. Rams get a chance to put this game away in regulation. Kyren Williams fumbles at the Niners' one-yard line. So the teams trade field goals instead. We go to overtime. Then in the extra session, Niners get another field goal. They lead by three. The Rams get the ball back. And on a fourth and one from the San Francisco 11, the Rams go for it. And Williams gets stuffed. Game over. Sean McVay said after the game, Chelsea, he regretted that call almost immediately. He said, this was my fault.
Yeah, this is a tough one for the Rams because they did make some mistakes. They missed a field goal. They had a couple costly turnovers, including Kyron Williams fumbling. But at the end of the day, like, you have to give your flowers to the 49ers here. And I think it starts at the top. And we talked about this yesterday. Kyle Shanahan is one of the best coaches in the NFL. And to do what he did last night with that skeleton squad, he certainly deserves some credit. I will say the guys on the team deserve some credit as well for executing his plan. And look at Mac Jones last night. Like 33 of 49, 342 yards and a couple of touchdowns on the night. I will say that a lot of credit goes to Kyle Shanahan putting him in the correct position to succeed, because we've seen this with other quarterbacks in the Niners. Like, didn't they take Jimmy G to the Super Bowl? And look at Jimmy Garoppolo now. So I do think some of it is the system and the scripted plays that Kyle Shanahan drew up. But this was a character win. Kyle Shanahan said that after the game. Everybody likes to say next man up mentality, but this was the true embodiment of it.
Yeah. They were essentially a medical ward going into this game. I just could not make a case for San Francisco. So what a performance. And Mac Jones now, in three games as a starter in San Francisco, 3-0, 905 yards, six touchdowns, one pick. When Brock Purdy is healthy, is there going to be a little bit of a controversy? I mean, Purdy's their guy that paid him tens of millions of dollars. They're going to insert him into the lineup. But you can make a real case that they look better with Mac Jones.
I think for us in the media, this will be a talking point, but I'm not sure if it will be in-house. Because, like, think about it. Like, Brock Purdy had, what, one game to show what he had? And it did look like he was very, very rusty. And this is still a quarterback that led them to a Super Bowl and had an MVP-type season. Remember that season when everybody's like, well, look at the weapons around him? Which was a true point. But still, he was the guy pulling the trigger, and he deserves credit for that. So I'm not sure if there is a quarterback controversy yet, but you can't be happier than what you've gotten from Mac Jones.
Oh, man, he's been really, really good. A credit to Kyle Shanahan and a credit to that team. They needed that dub, and they got it last night in a very difficult circumstance. Let's move to Major League Baseball now because, man, we saw, again, great action in the majors, and we start in New York. The Yankees blanking the Red Sox for nothing. The Yankees minus 155 on the money line. Total set at 8. The under hits. Scoreless in the fourth when the Yankees bats going to work.
On the ground. That's off the glove of the first baseman, Lowe. One run is in. Here comes Chisholm. Two runs are in. And the New York Yankees now lead it 4-0.
Austin Wells getting it done there, but what a show by the Yankees rookie right-hander Cam Schlittler. Strikes out 12 batters over 8 shutout innings. His previous high was 7 strikeouts. Also reaches 100 miles on the gun, 100 miles an hour 11 times during this game. First Yankees pitcher ever to start with no runs, no walks, and 10 or more strikeouts. He was unbelievable, and he said he talked with former Yankees star Andy Pettit before the game, and Pettit told him, just get a good night's sleep. That's what you need. And you know what? It worked. He was brilliant.
What a game. I feel like this is the moment where they say, Cam Schlitter earned his pinstripes. Isn't that a saying with, like, Yankees fans, is you have to earn your pinstripes? Well, he certainly earned them here with an absolute gem of a game. And if you would have told me that Cam Schlitter got the longer leash as opposed to Max Fried in a playoff game, I would have told you you were crazy, but this was the way that the Yankees shut the door on their bitter rivals. On the Red Sox side of things, you can't have two big errors and expect to win a game and also score 0 runs. So what a disappointing performance from the Sox in an elimination game. This one has to sting.
Aaron Boone said this about Schlittler after the game. A star is born tonight. He's a special kid. He expects this. Is this something we might see more of in the playoffs, like a young kid who has great stuff coming into his own, or is this one of those one-off memorable Yankees performance when you look back in a few years at their postseason history?
I don't know. I don't know if we'll see a bunch of young guys go eight innings, shut out with 12 strikeouts. Like, that's why it's such an anomaly. Because normally we'll see guys have big performances, but I mean, those are numbers that like Garrett Crochet was posting. Yeah. So this is a huge, huge performance in the biggest of moments where the season could have ended. But I will say this, in the postseason, especially in baseball, we have a bunch of unlikely heroes. Like when it comes to the World Series, there are multiple times where we see a guy who's like 60-1 win World Series MVP because he just has the timely hits. Normally, we don't see it from pitchers, but we do see it from position players. But Colin or Cam Schlitter, I did not expect this. What a game.
Yankees Blue Jays in the ALDS starting on Saturday. Toronto, the moneyline favorite in game one at minus 125. The Tigers, they did it. They beat the Guardians 6-3. The Tigers minus 105 on the money line. Total set at 7. The over hits. 1-1 game going into the sixth when the Tigers finally get something going.
Came over with Austin Hedges, Cal Quantrill, Gabriel Arias, Josh Naylor, among others. Here's a well-hit ball to left by Dingler. Way back at the wall, and it is gone!
Dylan Dingler, his first homer of the postseason. That's a four-run seventh for the Tigers as they send 10 batters to the plate. So despite that 15.5-game lead in the Central that they gave up, the Tigers find a way in the wild card. They move on to the ALDS against the Mariners. And I was doubting Detroit, and they certainly waited until the last minute, but here they are finally advancing.
Yeah, it took a lot. It took a Herculean effort and a lot of drama and theatrics against the Guardians. But at the end of the day, this is going to save a lot of like bad narratives going into whatever postseason, you know, whenever their postseason ends.
Yeah.
But I will say this, like they're not going to get Slade Ciccone every single game in the postseason. The pitching rotations are just going to get tougher. Like the Mariners have a good rotation. So we'll see if this lasts for the Tigers, because the problem has been they just can't score runs. Like the good news is you can have Tarik Skubal for probably two of those five games next round, and you're certainly going to have a chance in those. But just because the Tigers score six runs in one game, in one instance, does not mean to me that their offense is cured.
No, I get that. And also, this is the Guardians. Do you know what I mean? So the Guardians were a team that, as we know, were sellers of the trade deadline. They shouldn't have been here in the first place. They were absolutely playing with house money. I'm surprised at the over hit again, too. I almost put some money on the under in this game, but that's kind of what we talked about going in, which was, okay, we've had seven straight games where we've seen seven runs or less, but do you really trust the starting pitching here? And that's what we saw yesterday. We couldn't trust the pitching overall.
Yeah, I will say Jack Flaherty was decent, at least for the numbers that he was putting up coming into the start. But again, you're facing a Guardians lineup that it just didn't feel sustainable for them to continue winning games because they had the lowest on-base percentage of any team since 1968. So again, you look at this pitching staff, and they're not going to be facing the worst lineup in the postseason coming up next. In fact, the Mariners have the best numbers when it comes to offense almost across the board of any team in the postseason.
Yeah, Tigers and Mariners tomorrow night in Seattle. Mariners, a big minus 210 moneyline favorite in Seattle. So, you know, nice job getting past the Guardians, despite that collapse at the end of the season. But I'm not quite sure moving forward if I feel like Detroit's going to go on a run now, because Seattle is quite different than a Guardians team that didn't even think they were going to be here. Finally, last night in Chicago, what an atmosphere at Wrigley as the Cubs down the Padres 3-1. The Cubbies minus 115 on the money line. Total set at 7.5. The under hits. Jameson Taillon, four shutout innings before the Cubs wrap things up with four different relievers. And then the crowd at Wrigley, including Double D, gets to see this in the seventh.
Two games.
All courtesy of ESPN. Bush going yard, giving Chicago that 3-1 advantage. The Cubs advance to the postseason for the first time since 2017 for a date with the Brewers. And, you know, this was a tight game. We sort of expected that. It got really dicey in the ninth where the Padres were threatening. There was a bad call at the plate on Xander Bogaerts, but still the Padres had guys on. Ultimately, though, the one thing that stood out to me was the atmosphere. I mean, if you can't get excited about watching the Cubs at Wrigley in a game like this, then you can't get excited about baseball. And same thing with the Yankees last night. Like, it was really great to sort of see the fan engagement.
Yeah, I feel like there's only one venue in baseball where daytime baseball still feels really cool, and that is Wrigley. Just because the Cubs always have these daytime games. But back to this call and the Padres being so butthurt over it. Okay, it's one call. You still have to score more than one run in two of three games in the wild card series. And this has been a problem, especially at the top of the lineup. I think Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr., 2 of 22 in this series, can't do that.
Yeah, but it's still a terrible call. Like when you finally start
it was.
Yeah, I mean, overall, sure, their stars went quiet, but also when you see a call like that in a critical moment, it wasn't even close. It was an awful call in a huge spot for the Padres. So when you don't generate a lot of runs and you finally get a chance and then you get an out in the most critical spot in the series, that's why so many people were saying, I can't wait for ABS, because this was just a brutal call at a bad moment. The Cubs deserve to win, but also bad call.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we definitely need the automated strike zone, but you could go, like, tit for tat and be like, well, there were some bad calls at the plate that went in the favor of the Padres as opposed to the Cubs. But at the end of the day, like, it shouldn't rely on this. We need to go to the automated strike zone, but again, you have to score more runs. That's just the end of the game.
Well, yeah, but it also doesn't help when you take a pitch you should take, and then it's like, okay, that was a ball. You're calling it a strike. I mean, when you don't score runs, calls like that can absolutely be the difference between winning and losing. I don't think it was last night, but man, awful call. Cubs Brewers meet tomorrow in Milwaukee at 2:08. Coming up next, Week 5 is here in the NFL, and we've got an early preview. That is next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on a Friday. Everybody's here. We got D-Day, Double D, Dylan, me, Chelsea, whole crew on a Friday. Welcome back. Coming up on the show, what we think about the early slate in the NFL this weekend and how the Ravens will fare without Lamar Jackson. You know what always makes me feel dumb is, well, a lot of things, but also when I'm asked to do some sort of really in the weeds X's and O's analysis. Like, I was on a podcast earlier this week for the Commanders, and they asked me what I would do and what schemes I would run to fix the defense. And, you know, I can give some residual ideas, but I am not a defensive coordinator. And so I always feel like, oh God, how am I going to answer this question? You know, I'd show cover zero and then drop back into match coverage, guys. Probably stunt more up front. I mean, I know a little bit, but certainly, I mean, you can make different adjustments and there's some macro things that you can see. But the more you learn about the game and the more you learn about the sport, particularly if you study football or study a particular sport, I mean, there's so much nuance there. That's when I feel like I'm kind of getting out of my comfort zone.
Right. And like, how much of that is in your job description? Like, I'm not sure what they ask you to do with the Commanders, but like at the end of the day, like I was not hired on this show to be a defensive coordinator. Like I'm not an X's and O's person. Right. I am a betting analyst. So that's why you see at the very top of the industry, mm-hmm. the guys who are the analysts usually have either played the game or coached at a very high level because, you know, that's their wheelhouse and their resume dictates it. Because I feel like in this day and age, like we have a lot of people, especially on social media, who do things that they are not qualified for.
Correct.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's like, why is a contestant from The Bachelor giving me medical advice? Like, there's no background there.
Right.
Or the other day, like, this is one where maybe this is a little outline, but okay, so Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's daughter was speaking to the United Nations. You're like, what? She's like 15.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what has she done to like validate this? And like, I need to look into it further. Maybe she did something cool. I don't know. But like in the surface, you're like, oh, it's because she's a celebrity's daughter. So it's just, we live in a world where it just feels like people don't care about these type of things anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this is a skill that people didn't learn in school, but to me, you should speak on the topics that you are qualified to speak about.
For sure. And I don't mean to imply for a second that just because you didn't play a particular sport means you can't talk about it intelligently. You certainly can. But, you know, and I think you would agree with that. Absolutely. We do that on the show. And there are a lot of people who didn't play a particular sport. Like Mina Kimes, for example, I always use. Like, she's brilliant. She's so good at ESPN and knows so much about ball. Didn't play the sport, but it doesn't matter. She's intelligent and studied. But also, I know what you're talking about. Sometimes you think, why are you telling me about this, especially if it's medical advice?
That's the worst, and that's like dangerous. Like, it's one thing if Mad Dog Russo is spitting WNBA takes. Like, maybe they're uninformed, but at least they're not hurting someone.
Yeah. No, it's true. If Stephen A. Smith says, well, you've got an aneurysm, I'll be like, are you sure? Why are you telling me this? Let's go back to you ranting about the Cowboys or something. Well, the Cowboys are on the schedule this week. They're part of the early slate. So how about we talk some Week 5 football? Here we go. When the Minnesota Vikings took the field in London in October of 2025, the franchise had but a singular goal in mind: to enjoy the miming mastery of one Shedeur Sanders. Love to see Shedeur on a street corner, tip jar, miming. I'm in a box. All right, Chelsea, London game. Vikings, Browns. Vikings are laying 3.5. Vikings are minus 200. Browns are plus 165. Total is 36 and a hook. No, Shedeur will not start. That will be Dylan Gabriel instead. And I like the Vikings. I am fading Dylan Gabriel here.
I don't really trust Dylan Gabriel either, but what I do trust is the Browns defense. We got to talk about this Browns run defense for just a quick second because they have been the best in the NFL by a considerable margin, averaging just 2.7 yards per carry given up to opposing rush offenses. The next best is the Bucs at 3.3. So, like, what that means to me is that the onus is going to be on Carson Wentz, and, like, that's not a great feeling to me. I will say the Vikings aren't afraid to sling it. We saw that last game. Carson Wentz went 30 of 46, 350 yards, 2 touchdowns, but also 2 interceptions. So I think there is a reason why this total is sitting at 36.5, because, Jenks, that was my first thought was, okay, I don't really trust either of these quarterbacks, and I trust both of these defenses. But 36.5 is damn low. I think the way to play this one, it's not going to make the card for me, but I'm going to go passing attempts for Carson Wentz over 30.5 for even money. I do think the Vikings are going to have to throw the ball to get that offense going because you ain't running on the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, this feels like, I mean, I'm hoping based on the point spread, like a 17-10 game Vikings win. It's going to be really ugly. I would still lean towards the under. Just because you talk about that Browns defense. I mean, look how good the Browns were when they played the Lions, right? You know, they can, or not the Lions. Who did they play that they beat up?
The Packers. And
Packers, that's who it was, where they just, you know, the Packers couldn't do anything after looking so dynamic on offense. So this week we get the, you know, we get the Lions back on the turf and looking as good as ever. But yeah, the Browns are a team that they can shut you down, but they don't generate anything on offense. I mean, nothing. Like, even with Joe Flacco in there, they just don't move the ball. Like, they're averaging, you know, less than 4 yards per play, and now you get a rookie going in there, going up against a Vikings defense. So when you have a Brian Flores defense going up against a rookie, I just feel like that's going to be a massive mismatch. As good as Cleveland is defensively, I feel like Minnesota can get points on the board where I don't know if the Browns can do it.
I don't know. I think the trouble is 3.5 points sounds like it's not a lot, but in a game where it totals 36.5.
Yeah.
Like, I don't love that either. Like, if you think it's going to be tight, it's going to be sweat.
Well, fortunately for us, there's plenty of games on the card, but I'm going to lean towards, I'm probably going to play this as part of our show parlay. I'm going to play Vikings -3. I feel like they can absolutely cover the 3 against the Browns because I just don't see Dylan Gabriel getting in the end zone. And that's why his touchdown prop is set at 0.5. So if you like the over, all he needs is a single score. Let's go to the 1 o'clock games, Chelsea, and we can start with, how about Raiders Colts? Like, the Colts are laying 7. The Colts are -300 on the money line. Vegas is +240, and the total is 48. So the Colts, you probably should have won last week against the Rams, didn't get it done, but laying 7 against the Raiders, would you do that with Indy? You going to back the Colts now after this hot start?
I think 7 feels a little too rich for my blood, but I do think it's a perfect teaser leg because I do think the Colts get the job done. The Colts have proven to me that they're a pretty trustworthy team. And plus, I think this lines up pretty well for Jonathan Taylor. I was looking at his rush prop, and it's 90.5. So clearly odds makers are expecting a big game on the ground from Jonathan Taylor. And that makes the job for, you know, Danny Dimes a lot easier. And he's been really good on his own. I'll give him credit. And the Raiders just look like a team that's lost right now. I think the only sabotage factor is we see games like this and we assume that they will go according to plan. But look at last night. The Rams were 8.5-point favorites. So I don't know. There is chaos a brewing in the NFL the past couple of weeks. But if I had to lean, it would be the Colts laying 7.
I don't know. I think I would lean Raiders, maybe. I can't wait to see Ashton Jeanty perform now that he's standing up like Michael Myers again. Honestly, that's really exciting that now he doesn't have to crouch because Chip Kelly was like, oh, you have to have your knees flexed. You have to. And he's like, dude, I've been doing this since high school. Just let me play my game. And no coincidence, he goes off last week. But, you know, to your point, the Raiders defensive line, they have Max Crosby, but that's just about it. Like, they just don't really get a push. And so we could see Danny Dimes with a decent day. I want to see how Ashton Jeanty performs now that it doesn't sound like much, but mentally him able to stand up and play the way he's accustomed to playing, I think is huge for the Raiders because they don't generate a lot of offense anyway. I'm not going to play it, but I think I would lean Raiders +7. Need to see a little bit more from the Colts, even though they have definitely been one of the surprise teams in the NFL. I'll tell you a game I like, which I can't believe I like this game. The Saints laying 2 against the Giants. In New Orleans, the Saints are -130. The G-Men are +110. The total is 42. I think the Saints are favored in this game. Like, if you saw this line, wouldn't you be like, you've got to be kidding me. The Saints are favored? I think the Saints are going to win.
This reminds me of that Dolphins game. The Dolphins game against the Jets, where we said it to ourselves, the Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. Have you seen the Dolphins? So sometimes the books know, and this feels like a case of that. And I'll say this for the Saints. Like, they've been holding their own in some of these games against some decent teams. Like, maybe not against the Seahawks, but, like, they were competitive at least with the Bills. Were within 5 points of the Niners, 1 score of the Cardinals. So it's not a team that's as bad as maybe I expected, because I expected them to be the absolute bottom of the barrel. And that award goes to my Titans. So I do think this line is a little fishy, and I do think you lean towards the fishy line when it comes to NFL.
Yeah, I think so as well. I would take a look at the under, but the line is super fishy. And not only that, if you look at that Giants win against the Chargers, I think it's easy to sort of look at that and say they got Jackson Dart, they're a different offense. That's not really the case. He had that one rushing touchdown, but if you look at the box score, you look at the metrics there, that was all about the Giants' defensive front, putting pressure on Justin Herbert and making sure the Giants had short fields to work with on offense. And The Saints are due for a win. They're back at home, and also Malik Nabers is out, so that is a huge loss for the Giants. I just don't know if this is a good spot for Jackson Dart in his second start, even though it is New Orleans, so I would lean the Saints here. How about the Cowboys and Jets in the Meadowlands? The Cowboys laying just 2.5. They're -150 on the money line. The New York Football Jets +125, and the total is 47.5. I got to tell you, I like the Jets here on the money line. I think this is where the Jets get their first win for Aaron Glenn. Like, the Cowboys score a ton of points, but their secondary is so bad. Like, good on Dak Prescott for keeping Dallas in games, but as many points as the Cowboys can score, so can the Jets. And honestly, I expect the Jets to clean things up, because last week against Miami, they had, what, 13 penalties and 3 turnovers. They clean things up a little bit against this really bad Dallas defense. They can win this game outright. It's plus money. I'm going to be on the Jets.
I think I'm going to be on the over. I think both these teams can score, because we've seen that from the Cowboys offense. Even without CeeDee Lamb, Dak and company are scoring points. And I think it's going to be a great game for props as well. I think there are two guys you target in on. Simply from a matchup standpoint, you have to look at Garrett Wilson in this one, because the Cowboys defense is giving up the most receiving yards of any defense in the NFL. So Garrett Wilson's prop this week is 62.5. He has a relatively high floor, numbers of 82, 84, 50, and 95. And last game had 8 targets for 82. So I think Garrett Wilson is in for a big day. And so is George Pickens, coming off 134 yards against Green Bay. Over 70.5 is the play for him.
What's going to happen in Philly? Broncos and Eagles at the link. Philly's laying 3.5. They're -210 on the money line. Denver is +170, and the total is 43.5. Can the Broncos cover the 3.5? This is the one game I've gone back and forth on. I just can't figure out a side. I would maybe lean Broncos because of the hook. That defense is really good, and the Eagles aren't necessarily explosive on offense. Ask A.J. Brown. But I feel like Denver might be the play here. I just like other games on the board outside of this one.
Yeah, it was tough for me because I said to myself the exact same thing when the Eagles played the Bucs. And I was like, 3.5, the Bucs can keep it close. They did not cover the 3.5. But A.J. Brown's going to absolutely hate this game. Like, as much as he's been complaining, you're like, okay, he's got to get the targets this game, right? No, they're going against one of the best secondaries in the NFL, and Patrick Surtain, who is the reigning NFL player, defensive player of the year. So he is going to be extremely smothered and covered in this game. I just think this is a bad matchup. And I wonder if we're going to see more from Saquon Barkley in the rush game, because that has been a weird thing this year about the Eagles. You know, they have this great offensive line. Saquon is the best running back in the NFL, but the numbers just haven't been there for him. So we'll see if it's a get-right game for them. But matchup-wise, it is not an easy defensive assignment, or offensive assignment, I should say, going against this Broncos defense.
If you want to talk Dolphins, Panthers, knock yourself out. No. Pass. We're going to pass. Texans, Ravens. Houston is laying 1.5. They're -120 on the money line. Baltimore's even money, total at 40.5. Obviously, no Lamar Jackson for 2 to 3 weeks for the Ravens. They're hoping to get him back in week 7. What's going to happen in this game? I would go with the under.
It does feel like both of these offenses kind of suck right now.
They do.
But if there's ever a get-right spot for the Texans, it's against this Ravens defense. So I do think C.J. Stroud is going to have an easier time against a decimated Ravens defense. And this number's pretty low, so maybe it's going to be a pass for me, but I think it's going to be a big Nico Collins game. I do think that props are always in play when you play the Ravens defense, who's bottom across the board in just about everything. So Nico Collins is a true number one receiver. I think you go with this prop. I think it's around 70.
I'd go with the under. Again, total is 40.5. So if you're the Ravens, do you really want to toss the ball around? I would feed Derrick Henry. Only had 8 carries last week. Fewest carries that he's had since like 2018 or something like that. Let him wear down that Texans defense. Also, Houston, despite being 1-3, has allowed the fewest points in the National Football League. So I think we see one of those grinded out games in Charm City. Coming up next, if you don't like the early games on the schedule, we've got plenty to choose from in the afternoon. That is next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for waking up with us. Coming up on the show, the Commanders get Jaden Daniels back to quarterback. How much will it matter against Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers? Harbaugh.
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh. Are you a big camper at all?
Mm-mm.
Do you camp? The only reason I ask this, you're like, where are you going with this? You're going from Harbaugh. I mean, didn't Jim Harbaugh? No, I saw this. Was it last year where either a training camp, he was staying in a trailer, like in LA somewhere near the beach, and he was taking someone on a tour where he's like, I'm just sitting here in a trailer. This is where I stay. A very Jim Harbaugh. And I say this also because I got to stay away from these clickbait headlines. I saw this yesterday. I paid $300 to stay two nights in an Airstream trailer. I'll never do it again. And I was like, why? And so I clicked, and first of all, the complaint was, it was cramped and noisy. Well, it's cramped. You're staying in a trailer. And also, this woman paid $300 via Airbnb, I think, to stay in an Airstream trailer in the middle of Vienna, Austria. Like, in the middle of the city. I'm like, of course it was cramped and noisy. I thought, oh, it's a trailer. It's an Airstream trailer in a, you know, somewhere close to the great outdoors. Fresh air. And like, you got a camper or a trailer in the middle of the city and you're surprised that it's loud? I'm just like, what am I doing? Just keep scrolling. Keep scrolling.
We got to bring back Captain Obvious. Remember when that was a thing? It's like, no bleep, Captain Obvious. Because, like, that's the only good thing about staying in a trailer or, like, camping is that you are closer to nature in, like, some beautiful, picturesque setting.
Right.
Say in, like, Yosemite or something. Like, that's the only way I would ever go camping. And I still don't wanna because we live in the year 2025 and I want nice sheets and a nice comfy bed and I don't wanna be cramped. Because, like, why would you do that? Like, why would you go back in time and, you know, go back in advancements? Like, I love the outdoors, but I want to sleep in a nice bed.
Right.
So people complain about the dumbest things.
I'm like, what did you think was going to happen? I set myself on fire, and it was too hot. I'll never do it again. It's like, well, yeah. Okay, I'm sure it was. Like, if you're going to get something in the middle of the city, outdoors, of course it's going to be loud. But then that triggered, oh, Jim Harbaugh did this. But of course, Harbaugh was like, oh, this is great. Got a little bed right here. Walk outside, get some fresh air. That's great. Football guy living in a trailer. That's why people love him. All right, Heather will be on the sideline this weekend for Chargers Commanders. We'll talk about that here in just a couple of minutes. But let's start with your Titans. How about that?
Oh,
woof. Titans and Cardinals, Chelsea. Zona laying 7. They're minus 425 on the money line. Tennessee plus 325. Total is 42. Are you laying 7 with the Cardinals? You know what I would do is, isn't this a perfect game to tease? Like, you could tease the Cards down to 1 and put this in a teaser, right?
I don't think you need to tease it. Like, here's the problem with the Titans. They are so broken that I don't trust them in any way. And here's the thing. As bad as the Titans have been, they've also been on, like, a historic run where they aren't covering numbers. Yeah. Like, last year, they were the worst covering team in the NFL. So not only are they bad, they're bad for bettors as well. So do not touch the Titans with a 10-foot pole. I thought maybe last week against in a divisional game against a bad Texans offense that they had a shot. They didn't have a shot. And now you have Brian Callahan, you know, saying things about Cam Ward, saying, like, he needs to choose his words better. He's a young guy that needs to know the weight of his words. Here's a message for you, Brian Callahan. If your team is 0-4 with the worst point differential in the NFL, your team is ass. Cam Ward was right. And at least he has some accountability.
Yeah, I would not chastise my quarterback for being upset that we're losing. The Titans are averaging 3.66 yards per play. That is historically bad. 3.66 yards per play. Stats don't always tell the story. It tells the story here. And also, if you look at the odds online, Brian Callahan, by far the favorite to be the first coach to get fired in the NFL. He's minus 275. I mean, you listen to talk radio, he's going to get canned, I feel like.
Yeah, it's a matter of time because they have the Patriots in week 6. And if you get your ass handed to you by Mike Vrabel, how's that going to look? It's going to look terrible for the organization. So if not before then, it's definitely going to be after them.
Bucks and Seahawks in Seattle, Chelsea. Seattle is laying 3.5. They're minus 185 on the money line. The Bucks are plus 150. The total is 44 and a hook. I'm always biased when it comes. I love Seattle. I've been to Seattle a couple times. I love that city. It's so cool. And I've been to that stadium. But I think the Bucks are the right side here. I'm just a big fan of Seattle and Sam Darnold's sort of reclamation project story. I think it's great when a guy who's, you know, has been counted out, sort of reinvents himself and has a success at this level, which he's doing right now. But the Bucs are really good. I feel like the market still doesn't respect them like they should. And also, the one thing the Bucs do really well is stop the run. That's one of the strengths of their team besides their offense. So if you're Seattle, you want to have a balanced attack, right? You want Sammy Darnold. You want Jackson Smith and Jigba to get it done through the air. You want Kenneth Walker on the ground. But the Bucs are going to force Seattle to throw a lot and stop that ground game. And I think if they make Seattle one-dimensional, they can hang with the Seahawks here. Also, Baker Mayfield as a dog in Tampa is 13-5 against the number. So I'm going to go Bucs plus 3.5.
I think this game handicap is how much you make of situational spots in the NFL. Because situationally, I feel like this is a really tough spot for the Bucs. Coming off the game that was very physical against the Eagles. And we've seen this in years past. When teams play a very physical team the week before, it's very tough for them to kind of recover in a week. Plus, you go all the way to Seattle. I think, and even from like a Sam Darnold standpoint, like, isn't this the like ultimate respect game? Because I feel like neither of these teams are really respected.
Yeah.
And I do think if there's any team who can still move the football even if the run is stopped, because you're right, the Bucs have the second best rush defense in the NFL according to yards per carry via their opponents, it's still Sam Darnold. Like, I still believe in him as a veteran quarterback who can move the ball. So I think oddsmakers may be onto something here. Like, the hook scares me a little bit, but situationally, this is not the best spot for the Bucs.
All right, then. So agree to disagree there. What do you think about Lions-Bengals? Oh, God. Oof. Detroit laying 10.5. Lions minus 600. Cincy is plus 425. The total is 49 and a hook. This line has moved from Lions minus 9.5. Not necessarily surprising. Are you going to lay 10.5 with the Lions? Because I might.
I think you could certainly make a good case for it, but more than that, I think I'm going to go with an over here. Because I do think, you know, you can certainly count on the Lions to score at least 30 points. And plus, we've seen them keep their foot on the gas pedal. Like that game against the Bears, they put up a 52 spot. And I will say, from a Bengals standpoint, defensively, it's not going to be an easy matchup, but it should be easier than going against the Broncos, who have the absolute worst nightmare matchup you could have against your best weapons. Because for the Bengals, their best weapons are Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. But when you play the best secondary with the best, you know, corner in the game, you know, it's just a really tough matchup against the Broncos. So maybe the Bengals can at least contribute to the total here. It is pretty high at 49.5, but Jinx, I'm going to go with the over here.
I would lean Detroit. I don't like laying double-digit numbers. And also, this is the Lions on the road. They're more effective on turf than they are on grass. But at the same time, the one thing the Lions do really well is they stop the run. So what does that mean? It means putting this game, if you're the Bengals, on the shoulders of Jake Browning. I don't feel good about that. Also, that Lions offense has been rolling. 52 points, 38 points, 34 points in their last three games. You could maybe look at a Lions team total because the Bengals don't stop anyone, but I would lean Detroit here if you're looking at a side. Here we go. Commanders at the Chargers. This line seems a little fishy. The Chargers only laying 2.5. They're minus 155 on the money line. The Commanders plus 130, and the total is 48. I think this is my least favorite game on the schedule. And I want to lean to the Commanders because they get Jaden Daniels back and he can cover up a lot of warts on offense. But really, the issue for the Commanders hasn't been their offense. It's been their defense. I think if you're Washington, A, they really need this game. But B, they have to take advantage of the Chargers' offensive line and how banged up they are. That's how the Giants won last week. Joe Alt out. Rashawn Slater out for the season. So if they give Justin Herbert time in the pocket like they gave Michael Penix Jr. time last week, it's going to be a long game. What they need to do is pressure the quarterback and envelop him like they did Geno Smith a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going to lean Commanders plus 2.5. This line seems short, and I think the Commanders get a boost from Jaden Daniels, but I like other games better than this one.
I think this is a tricky one because there are so many injuries with the Commanders and big ones. We know that Scary Terry has been on the injury report, and he is he out? Yeah, he's out. Terry McLaurin's not even playing this game. And then Deebo Samuel didn't practice for 2 days in a row, so you're closer to the situation than I am. Do you think he plays?
Deebo's going to play, but Terry is out, Noah Brown is out, and that's a real weak spot for the Commanders right now. Like, who's going to step up at receiver? They have Luke McCaffrey, they have Jalen Lane. Like, they have just some guys, you know, a rookie in Lane, but they don't have, I mean, they're thin anyway. So you've got two of your top three guys out. They really lean on Deebo and creative play calling from Cliff Kingsbury. But you're right, it's absolutely a factor if you're handicapping this game.
Yeah. All right, Sunday night game. Can we talk about this one? Because I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let's do it.
I think I like the Patriots getting 8 points on the road at the Bills. We know the Bills look like the best team in football, or at least according to oddsmakers, because they are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. But Drake May has put on quite the show over the past couple weeks, and we've seen Buffalo let bad teams hang around. We saw it with the Dolphins. That game was tied in the fourth quarter. The Saints scored more points than they should have. So I think the defensive flaws for Buffalo could be some problems for Buffalo here. I don't know if the Patriots went outright on the road at Buffalo. That is a very tough place to play, but I do think they can cover the 8.
Yeah, this was sitting at 8.5 earlier this week, so we're seeing some of that Patriots money come in. I'm with you here. 8 points in a divisional game. Also, the Patriots are showing some signs of life. I know they've only beaten the Dolphins and Raiders, but Drake May has looked really good this season. 7 touchdowns, 2 picks, and revenge game for Stephon Diggs. Pink powder for everyone. I'm with you. Patriots plus 8 feels like the right call there. Coming up next, we're going to drop down a level and see if Florida State can recover from that loss against Virginia and pull off the upset against the Canes. College football is coming up next. Hour 2 on the way here on the Daily Tip. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.